Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Ches. Picking it up. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Last word on the lines. Osaguru. Says the Pasuk. Osaguru and Bnei Ish. Don't be afraid of man. Ki amishpat lelokimu. Because judgment is of the Lord's. The Lord's. It was Hashem. Amar b'cham rabbi chanin. Amar kodesh baruch hu. Lo dayan l'rishayim shenotan mizem mamun. V'nosan lazeh shalo kedin. It's not enough that the Russia goes and takes money from one person and gives it to another person, which is wrong in the wrong way. Shalo kedin. Elo shematshrichan osi l'achsim mamun l'bayalav now. They're being matriach me. They're making me have to work to go make sure to return the money to the owner that really belongs to. Says Rashi, "Kiilu atadun motzi mamun miyada kadosh baruch hu shere alav lahachzer mamun labaylov." Which is a crazy concept to think of. That we spoke about this. I think we saw this in Davav. That if I go to din and I get donned wrong and I pay money that I didn't have to pay, $100, then Hashem is going to give me the money back. So there's never no word to never time. You really never be worried about anything. It's either dance, like we said, because of the fact that you don't have get it on your hands, or don't worry about it, you'll get your money back. The case that is difficult for you, bring to Moshe, bring to me, and I'm going to hear out that case. Moshe on that, Moshe Abenu got punished. He took himself like, yeah, Lomer. Takrivun elai, shayel alomer, takrivun lefnei Ashchina. I should have said bring in front of the Ashchina. Nenesh Moshe shalo zacha, shalo nemer lo, parashas nachalas ad sheba meisa lefanav, velo yada ma lahashiv. As we're going to see right now, he got punished. Shenemer v'yakav Moshe es mishpatim lefnei Hashem. Like it says in reference to Beno Salafchad, who wanted to get, you know, the Yerusha of their father's parts. It says, and Moshe brought the case in front of Hashem. That was a punishment Rashi brought down over there, that not being able to know the laws of Yerusha until he had to deal with it. Oh yeah, Moshe, you can deal with it. No problem. I'll let him bring it to you. He brought it to Moshe. Moshe didn't know. He said, I don't know. No one can ask Hashem. Which is interesting to note over there. We spoke about the fact that Benos Chalafka, we saw it in, maybe above Abbasi, I think, that along the lines that they, seemingly one would think they created a new halacha that the women get it, but really we see from here that of course that was the halacha all along, but it was held back from Moshe because of this instance. Maskav of Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Yitzchak asks, Miksiv Ashmi Achem, does it say, and I will cause you to hear it? Right, the Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that he's considering himself, I can answer anything. Ushmativ Ksiv, it says, and I will hear it. I gemirna, gemirna, which means if I know the answer, then I know it. V'lo azlina b'gemirna. If I don't know it, then I'm going to learn it. So in which case, really, there's no problem with what he said over here. Ella kedetanya. So now the question is, so why did Moshe Rabbeinu know the actual halacha over here? Ella kedetanya, like we learned in a brisa. Really, it should have been written through Moshe Rabbeinu. It should have been Hashem taught it to Moshe with all the other dinim over here, and he should have known it. According to this, it's coming to me. No, but because of Benos Slachot, because of the way that they loved Eretz Yisrael so much, and because of their schus, it was written in their schus and wasn't taught until they brought it up. And also we know that the Mekoshish Esim should have been written and should have been taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. Both of these Gemara's we saw in Bava Basa have Kuf Yotes, right? And really the idea of Mekoshish Esim and the other Pasha Shalach should have been brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. Elishin Eschai, Mekoshish Nichtav Al Yado, the Mekoshish, because of the fact that he was guilty because of his behavior, therefore it was written through him. The teacher Shemagagun Chove de Chayev, that we go in the Chove, that we should have these bad things come through people that are guilty, and something good through people that are, you know, in that good standing thing. Okay, more Pesukim. Ksiv Atzaves Shoftechem Be'esahi. Pesuk says, and I commanded your judge at that time, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking about, Ksiv Atzaves Chem Be'esahi. Atzaves. First it says, Atzaves Shoftechem. And we have another pasuk, 2 pasukim later, which says, and I will command you at that time. Right, so the first one, straight up, I teach the judges how to, you know, guide the people through the Torah. But the second one, which is to the people himself, what does that mean? Says Rashi, the tzibur atzman hizir mahu tzuchal hazirim. What is that? What is he talking about? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Simloi azhar le tzibur shtei emas dayan aleim. It's a warning to the tzibur. They should have the fear of the dayan, of the judge, upon them. Azhar le dayan sheyizbo the tzibur. Also warning to the judge that he should have patience for the tzibur. deal with him. Ad kama, like how much patience should he have? How much should he deal with it? Amar chenavitim Rabbi Shabtai, kasha yisa ha'omen es ayonik, like a nurse carries the child who is nursing. Right? This is the same pasuk that comes up Moshe Rabbeinu. That is the pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu to Am Yisrael. Have a lot of unending patience for Klal Yisrael. Zokta Hazel Gemark Siv. We have one pasuk that says Ki Ata Tavo. Rashi says Mashma Gam Ata Ke Echad Mehem. Right? It says that for you, talking about Yoshua, will go with Bnei Yisrael and Teretz Yisrael. Right? So it's like part of them. Uksiv Ki Ata Tavi. But in other places it says that you are going to bring them in. Rashi says Mashma Sarara Noegalim, that you're going to be ruling over them. Right, he can be the leader. One sounds like he's part of them. The other one sounds like he's the leader. Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar lo Moshe Yoshua. Moshe said, Yoshua, the first pasuk with him is Atav Askenim Shabador Yimayim. You and the Zakenim of the generation are going to be who are with the people. Right, he's saying that you should be working along with the Chachamim. Rashi says, Al Piem Asa Maisev Lo Tistar Aleim. Don't rule over those Zakenim. Who cried the Chiasa Tavu Moshe Amru? Kedusiv Be El Aaron Asher Nishba Hashem. Ubermikra the Chiata Tavi Ksiv El Aaretz Asher Nishbat El Osechem. Hamikosh Bochah Ba'atzma Amru. That's Moshe. That's a Kosh Bochah singing. The first one is that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Yoshua and saying that is that you're going to go and lead them with the other people. You're going to be a partnership, you and the Chachamim and Zakenim. Amelo Kosh Bochah, but Kosh Bochah is on the second pasuk says Tul Makel V'Hachal Kadkadam. Take a stick and bang it on their heads. And in other words, you are above them. Dabar echad lador. There can only be one, Rashi says, means manhig. There can only be one ruler. You can't have two rulers. And therefore, first one is saying about Moshe Rabbeinu, and the second one is talking about Hashem. Tana Zimun Bishlosha. What in the world are we talking about? My Zeman. What does this mean? Zeman. If you thought it meant Birchas Hamazon, you have a Zeman, three people coming into the other. But time went in a bay, says Zeman, Birchas Zeman, Bishlosha. Zeman and the Bracha of Zeman with three. And then obviously, Zeman and the Bracha of Zeman are not the same thing over here. The same thing. Vichy, right, Zeman, Ubirchas Zeman, Bishlosha. These two separate things are. Vichitema Parish Kamafarish, it's explaining. Zeman, meaning Birchas Zeman, is three. If you think that that's what is coming to do, my Zeman Birchas Zeman. What is Zeman? That the Birch of Zeman, if that's what you think is coming to do. Vatanya went to says Zeman Bishlosha, Birchas Zeman Bishlosha. I said Zeman with three, and the Bracha is with three. So clearly it's not just explaining it. Elamai Zeman, what does it mean? Azmone Ledin. This is talking about when you get summoned to court. It says Rashi has one of Medina, but he's in Shashokan, Shluchel Labaldin, Shetzolikim Allah, love of Ludin, Lefneim, Tarcha Shlech, Lazmin of Bishem Shloshdan. It has to be that you have three people coming, or they're coming to bring a person to come to court. The three judges that are sitting and want to bring a person to come in front of them. If the shaliach of the court goes and says in the name of one of them, he didn't say anything unless he says it in the name of all of them. Right? So that is, if a person who has to come doesn't listen, you can't put him into nidoy for not listening if there's only the name of one. But it's in the name of all three of them, which sounds like it's saying now, not that you have to have three people there, but it has to be saying in the name of three people in order to be mazamin, summon to din. Hanimili below Yoma Dedina. Now, this din applies when it's not a day of judgment, right? Now, what is this talking about? This, we learned, is this is known as Yom HaKnisa, that the people had come to, you know, that we saw in Megillah. We saw Vakama, Megillah quotes the Rashi, quotes the Gemara and Vakama and Pebes about Mondays and Thursdays that the court used to, you know, sit together. So that's when it's not a day of court. Of a Bayoma Dadina, less Amba. But if it's on the day of this court, then it doesn't have to be that it's being said in the name of three. Says Rashi, Yom Dadina, Shane Vakamishi, Takanas Ezri, Babakama Daf Pebes. And again, we saw that in Megillah also. Tashlumi Kefel. Wow. Okay. Now we move on to the next part of our Mishnah. Here we are, Chesam and Aleph, and going back to base. Tashlumi Kefel, the cases of Kefel paying double, and other, what did we see? We saw Tashlumi Kefel. V'tashlumi habu v'chamisha b'shlosha, and 4 and 5 has to be done in front of 3 people, 3 judges. Shalach le Rav Nachum bar Rav Chista le Rav Nachum bar Yaakov. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, come and teach us. Dine kenasos bekama. How many judges do you need when you're dealing with kenas? Says Rashi, zeh shemeshalim yoser midino. It's a kenas. He's paying more than what the din would go and say. It's a fine. Michael Mbali, what exactly is his question? Hanan tanan b'shlosha. We learned in the Mishnah, it says that when you're dealing with kenas, that it's got to be in front of 3. Ela yachid mumcha kumibayle. He was asking him whether a single judge, you know, yachid mumcha who has smicha, mumcha kumibayle, da in dine kenasos hello. Can he judge cases of kenasos, or can he not judge cases of kenasos? Amar lei, so he says back. Rav Nachum Yaakov says too. Rav Nachum Rav Chista tini sua. What do you mean? We learned this in our Mishnah. Tashlumi keifa, tashlumi rabba chamisha b'shlosha. You have to have 3. My shlosha. What does it mean 3? Ilei mishlosha yodot. Does it mean 3 simple ones? Hamra vorda avuch mishmir the rav. Can't be, because the father of your father said the name of Rav, Afila Sarav, Ein Hedyotos, Psul and Dina Kenasos. Even if you have 10, but they're Hedyotos, there's a Hedyotos, the simpletons, right? There's common people that, you know, Bukkis, Mumchim, right? They're not able to be involved with cases of Kenas. Ela Mumchim v'kama Shlosha. So it has to come out that it's got to be 3 Mumchim to be able to do such a thing, and 1, even with Smicha, even a Mumcha can't do when it comes to Kenas. Okay, so like the next part of the Mishnah, just to take it back to the actual Mishnah itself, it says Onus and Mefata Motzi Shemer in the 3 Divrei Remeir V'Chamer Motzi Shemer Be'Esim Mishlosha. It's 23 because of the Sheish Bo Dini Nefashos, because there's Dini Nefashos when you're dealing with Motzi Shemer. Motzi Shemer is a guy marries a girl, and then he claims that on the wedding night it finds out that you should know that she's not actually a Besula, she was a Be'ula. That's called Motzi Shema if she really wasn't. So it says, Motzi Shema, Rabbi Esther Mishlosha, it's 23. Again, Rabbi Meir says 3, but he says, Chum say 23. If it's Takachu, what he's saying, that she's going to learn, lose her ksuba, but she's not going to die like this unless they have Edom that prove that this actually happened. All right. When the Chachamim say there's Dina Nefashos, that means it could be a case of Dina Nefashos. For example, if he had Edom that she actually did such a thing, that she was Mezaneh, Tachas Baila, then she would actually be killed over here. Even though right now we don't have it, but it could be in that category. So now it says the Gemara, hold on a second. Chi Yesh Bo Dina Nefashos might have it. What do I care if it can fall into the category of Dina Nefashos? Right now, there is no Dina Nefashos. So why do you need 23? Only in the case of Dina Nefashos, bring in 23. Arma'ula Bechoshashin Lalaz Kamifugi. The Chachamim is between the Machlok Stin Rav Meir and the Chachamim is whether or not we're worried about Laz, about there being some sort of like bad name, it's going to some sort of rumors in Lashon Hara that are going to spread that there are witnesses that were there, and meaning people are going to start talking about this case, about what's going on, or there's some craziness going on, you know, turn out maybe she has a Ula, and then you're going to have Edom, they're going to come forward, and then they're going to go and say that it's happened. And Meir Savar, Ein Choshen Laz. We're not worried about this Laz, but there's like these rumors. Rashi says, Ein Choshen Shama Kishi Yavola Beis Din V'yatza Akol. Maybe when it comes to Beis Din and the Kol comes out, the Yishbo Edom, they're going to hear V'yavol V'yidu Shazinta Tachtov, and they're going to say she's Mzana. Achshav Ein Abal Yodea Behen V'tavei Chav Gimel, the Shama Yavol Lidei Dini Nefashas Rabbanon Sever. And the Rebbe say, we are worried about it. Somebody say, Choshen Laz, we are worried about Laz. And since the case might turn into this type of situation, you need 23 from the very get-go. Rav Amar. He gives another pshat as for what could be going on here. Kuli Am Laz Lochashin. Really, everyone, no one's worried about Laz. Even the Chachamim are not worried about there being Laz. Says Rashi, actually, let's read it. Here we're worried about the honor of the first judges who gathered up for this case. We're dealing over here in a case where the husband said he's going to bring witnesses to his wife's being mizane, and therefore a court of 23 came together to judge the case. In the end, it turns out he's not able to bring these witnesses, and so they all scatter. Rashi said, Dayan Vochalem. It was like, all right, time to go home. V'amalahu, the husband said to the judges there, Dainu li mia dine mominis. Okay, at the very least, let's see what dine mominis. If I can't prove that there's like, she was mezaneh, Right? She wasn't a Bisul, she's a Be'ula, and therefore I should be putter from having to go ahead and to pay my Ksuba. So the Machlokes in the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir is that the Chachamim say that even though it's gonna involve only Dinei Mamonos, we still do 23, the ones that were there in the first place. Since they were there to work to be donning this case over here, it would be embarrassing to their covered if they're not kept to go to be involved with the din. And Meir says that the honor of the judges, we're not worried about it. Therefore, according to him, this DNA mumminus can be judged by a court of three, just like any type of DNA mumminus. We're totally fine with that. Let's read inside another Rashi. To claim the chashid alas v'im tchilas tviyoso shel baal lo balade lidon al pi edim. If he doesn't bring edim, ela al yidei atzmo lafsida ksuvasa modu abanan de b'shlosha. They'll come and say, okay, it's one with three. V'hachin go de ichnu v'esim b'shlosha sh'amer abal havi edim shezin tatachtov lomotza. So I'm going to bring edim to show that he was mezana, but he couldn't find. V'ibdar, then they go and they scatter. V'amer hol v'ein li edim donali mi'as b'shlosha dinei momenis. Lisa, do that. Lafsidik suvasa the atzma the kaim alon chachamim tiknu lehem lebenos yisrael lebsula matayim laamanam yamana ve'em ayemunu lefsida al piv chazaka ein adam torech besuda mefsida. Rabbi Meir said, "Rabbi Shlosha, the ain't we do three the ain't choshen lechvod harishon. I'm not worried about the honor of the original 23. V'danim afil b'shlosha. Rabbanim savi choshen lechvod harishonim. But by kula, therefore you have to go and keep all 23 of them." Beep, turn the page. Ches Amud Beis. So far we have two answers of how we deal with this Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. Ula said that the issue that we're dealing with over here is that maybe Edom are going to come forward because, you know, they hear laws about it, and Rabbi Meir is not worried about that, and the Chachamim are. And the second answer with Rabbi says nobody's worried about that's going to happen. Rather, it's just the honor of them. So going back to the first one of Ula, this is we're gonna ask a kasha nula. We're now dealing with the case of Motzi Shemra, right? Or at least his claim that she was a Ba'ula, she wasn't a Basula. Chachamim, the Chachamim said, Rashi says, Braisihi, Tavo Mamun Bishlosha. If he wants to get money, then you have three Edom here. Tavo Nefashos, Besa Mishlosha. If it's the Nefashos, you 23. Okay, so Bishlam Rava makes sense according to Rava, because Tavo Mamun Tchila, if you originally wanted money, that was the case over there. So okay, so start with that. Bishlosha, you bring three. Tavo Nefashos Tchila, and if you start with asking for the money first, the husband said that his wife wasn't a Pa'ula, but he didn't say that he had Edom over here. In that case, the question is whether she's going to lose a Ksuba or not, but not about death. So Bishlosha, we do three. Tavo Nefashos Tchila, but if you start off with Dini Nefashos, he's saying that he has Eidos, that she was a Mizana, and they have 23, Afilu Mammon. And even if he doesn't bring the Edom, and the case is just money, Besa Mishlosha, then you do the din with 23, because we're worried about their honor over there. Elul Ula, according to Ula, who says that even when the husband's original claim is only money, the Chachamim still need 23, because they're worried that maybe it's going to come up. Kasha. So this, how do we say this? Baisa. According to Ula, in what case would the Chachamim say that a court of three would actually be okay? And our Baisa, so they over here, it's saying there would be. But according to Ula, there's no time you'd have that. Amar Rava. So Rava says, Ani. This is amazing to know, because this is Rava is going to help now Ula. Rava's the one who said it makes sense. It made sense going to Rava, but now he's going to help Ula. Ani Varisha Bechabura, myself and the lion in the Chabura. That's the great one, meaning to say, Targimna. We're going to go ahead and we're going to explain how this works with Ula. Umanu Rav Chia Bar Avin. Who is Rav the Chabura? Rav Chia Bar Avin. Let's explain. Halchamai Eskinan, this Braisa. This is talking about Shehivia Bal Edim Shizinta. It's talking about the husband brought Edim that she was Mizana. Behavia Av Edim Vezimon Laide Abal. And the father of this woman over here brought Edim to do a Hazama, who got rid of the witnesses through Edim Zomimin. So now the father can go and get 100 shekel from the husband because of what he's trying to do over here. Right? He's trying to mess her over and have him lose, so he has to go and pay it now. And the money now, we're talking on the Braisa, is the father's claim against the husband that he has to pay on the 100 shekel fine and motzi shemra. Ba ligbos mamun mibal, if the father wants to come and take the money, the 100 shekel from the husband, bishlosha, let me do it for three, because it's a case of dinei mamonis. So we're not worried that the other edim to the wife's znus is going to come forward, because the husband's case was on the edim who we prove were actually edim zomen, they were lying. Makom nefashos, but where we're dealing with makom nefashos, where the husband says without edim that his wife was not a basula, and we're worried that maybe through the lashon hara, right through the las, is going to come edim send be'esam mishlosha, then it's going to end up having esam mishlosha. So you're wondering what would be the case that would come up that you'd have three. It's talking about where the husband, where the father of the girl is going to now switch it on him, make a deed and mom and stuff to pay 100 to him. Okay, Abaye now gives another understanding between the Machlokas Chacham and Rabbi Meir. We're going to see a bunch of different ways of understanding it. Abaye says, the Kuli Amach Hashin Laz. Really, the flip now. Everyone is worried that there's going to be Laz. So even if the husband doesn't say he has witnesses, still you're going to need 23 Edim to show up over here. He's still going to need 23. Ay, 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 ay. Yeah. Umishum kvodim shel rishonim. And also, everyone's going to agree that we're worried about the honor of the original judges. So let's try again. Dekuli amachashin lalas, umishum kvodim shel rishonim. Hakam ayiskin, that's what we're dealing with here. Kegon da'asu bastam. We're dealing with a case where there's edim who saw this nus, mezana, and warned her, but they did hasra to her, they warned her. But generally, she was about to go do the wrong thing, and they warned her, by the way, if you do this, then you're going to die. But they didn't say exactly what the death was going to be. Skila Srefa Heri Chenek. Vehai Tanahu, and Rabbi Meir goes with this Tanah, namely Rabbi Huda, the Tanya, who Shar Kol Chayvi Misa Shabbat Torah, in reference to all the types of the other Chayvi Misa that are found in the Torah. Rashi says, Gabe Mesis Koy Drachmana Amar Lo Sachmo Velo Sechase Venerag Bli Asra Aideach Hachmanas Edim. Someone who incites someone else to do Avodah Zarah, that's much more Machmir to do Avodah Zarah. Right, someone who tries to bring someone to go and do Avodah Zarah. They incite him to do Avodah Zarah, that you're very machmir on, that the pasuk says, don't have any mercy on him, or, you know, hold back any evidence that's going to stop it, and it's going to come against him. Ein mimisa some ela be'eda, they can't be put to death without an eda, without having this group of, Rashi says, chav gimel, ve'edim, and you have to have edim that are there, ve'hasra, there has to be a warning to warn the person, va'ad yodu'u chayiv misa be'bezin, and you also can't kill someone until they give the warning that he's going to be chayiv to be killed by the courts. But you don't have to say exactly what it's going to be. Rashi says, va'ad yodu'u edav b'shas hasra, shu chayiv misa be'bezin, im yavar aver azuvi das aver, miu afagav de lo maskele eza misa, Hasra he mechayev karban. It is hasra. Yehuda argues. Rabbi Amar atchiru beiza misa. Who they argue until you say exactly what the misa is going to be killed with. That is why we're saying Rabbi Meir goes in the world of this. Rabbi Meir is going with Rabbi Yehuda. Saying you have to say what the specific thing is, and that's why they didn't over here, and that's why it's only going to be a beizin of three. The Chachamim, on the other hand, right, of our Mishnah, they go with, according to the fact that the death penalty will be given, even if it's just a general case, and therefore, when it's just generally speaking over there, you're going to have 23, you're going to need 23. Like we said, Rabbi Meir is going to argue on that. So, according to Rabbi Meir, this is only a case of dinim mamonis. This, right, where you're going to need three. Another explanation, Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says, Hacha Be'isha Chaveira Askinan. Now, Rav Papa, Rashi points out, is He holds like Abaye. The Choshen and the Laz were worried about Laz, that there's going to be like this type of rumor is going to go out. The gossip is going to go out for the Chvodim shall be shown him, and also the covenant will be shown him that if it's 23 that they should have to leave, and it's embarrassing. B'hachad Amr b'meir b'gimel, here's the mayor with three. Kigon shehevi edim imo, he brings edim with him b'tchilas hazmanasa in the beginning of it. Ladin v'armu shalo hisu ba lefi she'isha chavera. He said I didn't warn her because she'isha chavera. V'lo hutzukil hasras ba. Someone, a woman who's such a chasha woman, she knows this. She doesn't even need asra. Her mayor sever afal gav. He says afal gav de chavera he. Lo miktala, even though she's a chavera, she's not killed. Hilkach lo tzrichen lichnufe su esem shloshem to bring 23. Ella shlosha lo din dinamamis, you bring dinamamis to ksuba. It's just ksuba. Rabbanan savi ke Rabbi Yosi be Rabbi Huda. Let's see it inside. Papa amar hacha ba isha chavera skin. You're dealing with the woman, the wife of a who's a chashava person. There's no warning. And they're arguing over this machlokes with the chacham and Rabbi Meir is another machlokes named Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda and the chacham, the Tanya, a different chacham. Tanya relates to the Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chaver ain't tzar chasra. Chaver doesn't need warning in order to get punished. Lafi shalom nitna asra ela lahavchin bein shogil mezid. It's only given in order to make a distinction between what he did bein shogil mezid. Rashi shalichol Omer sovis is mutar. I thought that it was mutar, but here they know obviously that it isn't mutter. So the Chachamim are agreeing with Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda that this person can be given death even if she's not warned. Therefore, according to them, this case we just brought over here, which is like this learned woman over here, it's considered Dini Mamanis, Dini Nefasha, she needs 23. I've married though, because of Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry, with those that arguing with the Chachamim, and they say that even that person needs to be warned. So according to him, it's only a case of DNA mominus, and you only need three. Explanation number five of the machlok is between the Chachamim and Meir, whether you need three or 23. Rabbi Ashi Amar Kigon, what are we dealing with? What case? Beep, turn the page. Tesabanav. Ta'asu be Malkus v'lasu be Ketala. The husband brought Edom who warned the wife that if she's involved with this nus, that she's going to get Malkus, but didn't warn her that she's going to get killed. In that case, she gets Malkus, but she doesn't get killed. Wild, says Rashi. Deha vade lo miktala. We definitely don't kill her there. Elo loka. Give her Malkus. Dein lecha Mises Bezin. Shalo namar ba lav. Vekasavar lav. She nita lasaris Mises Bezin. Loka lav. Ki isu ba Malkus. Loka tala. Right? What happens over here is that every case of like of capital punishment is in the category of a lav, right, which you normally get Malkus for. So the Gemara here is going to say that if before doing a capital punishment crime, a person was told that he's going to get Malkus, that's all he gets is Malkus. V'kamifugi beplukta the Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbanan. And the Machlokus is that of the Machlokus Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, the Tanan that we learned earlier. Makos b'shlosha, that you get Malkus, that's with three judges. Mishur b'shmol, or mu b'esim b'shlosha. You say, no, it's with 23 judges. So over here also, the Chachamim would say you get 23, Mayor would say it's only three. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.